Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right. This is your show, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And we are live from Orlando, Florida, and we're live from Spectrum Powered Studios. That's right. Before we get started tonight, and we've got a great show for you tonight, and thank you very much for having us in your home or in your car tonight. And for those folks that are just turning on the show don't know what we're talking about and what we're all about, well, just say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. But before we get started, let me introduce to the players. To my right, her name, well, she happens to be my wife. She's the co-host, and her name is Lynn Golder. Hey, Lynn.
I'm here. I'm to your left, Michael.
Oh, yeah. You're always to my right.
She's a creature of habit.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome everybody to the June 14, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I'd just like to give a quick shout out so it doesn't get overshadowed. I'd like to wish you an early happy birthday, Michael, for tomorrow. And I hope you have a healthy and happy birthday. And,
well,
and
thank you so much. You do. Yeah. Well, that's more important than anything that you
happy
love me.
Happy birthday.
I'll take that love anytime, any place.
There you go. Even if I'm on the left. Not
that's
the right.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I said she's on my right. She's always on my right. She's a hot, let's put it this way. She is my force. That's right. The force with the hot sauce. And she tells me what to do. And I just say, yes, ma'am. And the other lady, I always say, yes, ma'am,
that's
to.
True.
My other co-host that I always say, yes, ma'am, to.
It's
and
true.
She happens to be to my left. And she happens to be in her home in College Park, Florida. Her name is... What's her name? Oh, my God. It happens to be... It's not Louise. No. It happens to be Sheila Young, co-host.
Good evening. You know, Lynn is your right-hand lady, so that's why she's always on your right.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is hard to believe we are halfway through the month of June. That is just disgusting. But I also... Lynn stole it. I was going to wish you a happy early birthday. So a second happy early birthday, Michael.
Well, thank you so
and
much.
And we also have two other birthdays this week. Mike Walsh's birthday is tomorrow.
Mike Walsh from Lighthouse?
Uh-huh. So happy early birthday, Mike. And then Tom Babcock's birthday is Tuesday. So happy early birthday to Tom.
To Tom Babcock?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was talking. I didn't hear you. Well, happy birthday, Tom Babcock. Very nice.
And let me introduce you right now to our producer, our engineer. Without him, we don't have a show. He's in the studios, in the radio studios. His name happens to be Chris Shaw. That's right, Chris Shaw.
I just want to dedicate this jam right here to everybody in the month of June. Come on, Stevie. Happy birthday going out to you, to you. Woo! I want you to enjoy your day, enjoy your week, enjoy your month, and I'll see you next year. Watch out there now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chris Shaw, and thank you so much for Sheila Young for my happy birthday. Love you both. And listen, folks, if you want to call in, don't forget the phone number. I'll repeat it right now because I haven't said it yet. The phone number is 407. I got that right. 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that now. 407-894-1680. I didn't screw that up. No. 407-894-1680. Thank you so much. Looking forward to Chris. When you do trivia, we got some great songs for tonight in trivia. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, let me ask you a question, folks. You belong to AARP? If you don't, you should. I mean, that's if you're over 50. You got to be 50 to belong. There's 38 million people to belong. That's right. By the way, this is not a political organization. This is an organization for senior citizens. That's right. It's all about, well, senior citizens.
They have our back.
That's right. They cover our back. They watch our back.
They watch our back.
They stand behind our back. And they're advocates for senior citizens. And not only that, let me tell you something. For $12 a year, you cannot go wrong, because if you're going to ever go out to eat someday, maybe you go out to eat with this virus, I call it the virus,
hope nobody gets it, that we know listen to the radio show. But if you go, most restaurants don't take it, give you a discount for AARP. That's right. If you ever go to a hotel, that's right. They give you nice, usually 10 or 15% discounts.
Here's something,
AARP.
Here's
what?
Something else that says, to date, our advocacy efforts have helped secure funding for health providers to address the crisis, expand paid sick and family leave, and ensure greater access to telehealth visits for people on Medicare. And this includes up to $1,200 in direct payments to individuals, including retirees, major funding for research for vaccine, and help for healthcare providers. So they're always... they're always looking out for the seniors.
And folks, if you're out and about, if you're driving in your cars, listen to the radio show, maybe you still can call in. If you pull over, you can call. If you have a Bluetooth in the car, maybe you can call in. Love to hear from the sighted folks. Absolutely, wherever you are. And for those folks, are whether you are in Pennsylvania or New Hampshire or you are in far away is California, or maybe you're even in Canada. Call in. We'd love to hear if you'd like to hear what's going on there. 407-894-1680.
Well, since you asked, I got somebody right on the phone line for you, ready to go in. Listen, let's go over to our sister city and talk to the one, the only, Dan from Altamont Springs, Florida. Dan, how you doing?
Good, good. How you guys doing, gang?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey. It's been a while since I checked in with you here, and happy early birthday to Michael.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
I hope you're going to talk to us a little bit about the virtual FFB thing.
Exactly. Yes, I did want to bring that up. I think you may even have it on your agenda already to talk about it, but for those folks that are out there affected by inherited retinal disease, the Foundation's biannual, every 2 years, Visions Conference is held every year in June. But this year, like many conferences around the country, it will be a virtual conference. So that conference brings together clinicians and researchers with people affected by inherited retinal disease, and you get a chance to hear the researchers talk and give you the latest updates about where the research is. And so, again, it's usually a face-to-face conference every year in June, but this year it will be a virtual Visions Conference, meaning it will be held streaming,
yes,
similar to the FCB, the way that was held, and the way the upcoming ACB annual convention will be held. So for anybody that's wondered about or always wanted to maybe attend a Visions Conference or just wants to find out what it's really about, this is a great opportunity because it's free. And easy to register. You just go to fightblindness.org/conference, and you can register, again, absolutely free, and you can pick sessions that you would like to listen to. So there are individual sessions on the research and on the status of the latest breakthroughs and where the research is going for individual inherited diseases such as Stargardt syndrome and Usher syndrome and, of course, retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration. So you can actually sign up for a session that is specifically for your inherited retinal disease. So again, if people are out there, this is really an ideal opportunity now to actually attend the Visions Conference totally free and in the quiet and comfort of your home or on your mobile phone or wherever you like. So I definitely encourage people.
Well, thank you, Dan. We're going to have to go to break, and I will be reading more about the conference during the second hour, but thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. And don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Absolutely. Be right back.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzy Kit.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're live. We are live from the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right, we're live. We're not in the studios. Some of us are in our homes. The only ones really in the radio studio is Chris Shaw, our engineer and producer. Chris Shaw, you still there, or did you leave town?
No, don't tell anybody though.
Autopilot.
Let me introduce you to my wife. Her name, I know. Her guest is
Here we go. All right, everybody, we'd like to welcome back our good friend Peter Cucinavi. And Peter is the senior manager of the Accessibility Center of Excellence at the Spectrum. That's what I'd like to say.
Wait. Did you say your name right?
Yes. Perfect, actually.
Oh, great. My goodness gracious.
Cucinavi.
Yeah, it's the Russian. It's the Russian heritage.
Told you, I'm part. Yeah, well, I'm Russian by heritage. Yep. So there you go. So welcome, Peter.
Welcome, Peter, to the Spectrum Power Studios.
We got over the heart.
Thank you. So, I love how that sounds.
You love it how it sounds. Okay. So talk to me about Spectrum
and the new app.
Yeah, the new app.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of your listeners who are in the Spectrum areas where they're getting service from Spectrum or are able to are probably at this point familiar with a lineup of our products that have been made to be accessible and offer a really, really good experience, like spectrum guide with guide narration. Guide narration being the voice that you can use on your spectrum guide to navigate, just as you would with JAWS or NVDA or VoiceOver. And so if you've got spectrum services and you don't have guide narration on, you might want to call in and see if you've got the right box. And if not, what the agent will do is they'll send a free truck roll out and they'll replace your box with a guide narration capable box. And they should be able to help you turn that guide narration on as well. So that, I want to give your listeners the phone number to call if they want to do that. So if you don't mind, I'll take a moment right now and just spell it out. It's 1-844-762-1301. And I'll repeat that number a little bit later, too. So if you didn't have a way to get that down, go ahead and...
You say it again, the phone number again, Peter.
Well, sure. It's 1-844-762-1301. And
let me ask you a question. I have to interject this, Peter. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
If the folks that are listening, especially let's call the ones that are visually impaired and, let's say, the blind community, let's go to them first. If they have other cable companies and they have Spectrum in the area, why should they switch to Spectrum? Let's hear, tell them, why should they switch to Spectrum?
Well, first of all, I think the product that I just listed off, which is Spectrum Guide with guide narration, that this is your traditional cable service. If you're signing up for cable and you get cable in your home, you've likely got a set-top box in there, and it runs your guide for you. And the guide narration feature on our latest boxes is just really incredible. We continue to design the remote, so the latest remote has accessibility in mind. It has a specialized accessibility button on it. You can walk through the guide, and it'll talk to you the entire time through. You can expect that with a team like ours, I mean, we've got close to 20 people on our team, on the accessibility team, and about half of our team is blind or visually impaired themselves. So these are engineers and technology experts that really know what they're doing, but they also happen to be blind, so they bring the perspective that you're going to want as a customer in your final product. And, you know, if you don't mind, Michael, I just want to run through several other products that they might be familiar with just so we can jog a memory, and then I want to introduce Spectrum Access. So you also have an opportunity, if you're a Spectrum customer, to take advantage of our Apple partnership. So if you've heard of something called an Apple TV, it's a little box that you plug into your TV, and it runs the Apple platform on it, and you can, of course, launch a whole suite of apps, maybe Netflix, maybe HBO, whatever these providers are that you're accessing on there. Well, you can also download the Spectrum TV app onto that platform, and it is fully accessible with the VoiceOver and Zoom features that Apple TV offers. And that goes the same for if you... I've got a fire truck running past me here, so you might hear a siren.
Okay.
But that's also the same for if you're downloading a Spectrum app on your mobile device. So that might be your tablet or your smartphone. That's also going to be accessible with the accessibility features that you use on there. I have an iPhone, so it's accessible with VoiceOver. If you've got an Android product, it'll be accessible with TalkBack.
And let me ask you a question. I don't know if Spectrum does this, but let me ask you a question. When I watch television and I'm blind and I don't know what's on television right now, can Spectrum tell me? Do they have something that can tell me, like at 7 o'clock tonight, if I want to see CNN News, does it tell me what channel?
So the way that we've built it is your usual guide, your typical guide that you would access, all the channels and the future shows that are coming up on that channel, all of that is accessible with guide narration. So you'll be able to navigate through the guide entirely accessibly. And so if you want to see what's on at 9 o'clock and it's only 6 o'clock, you just hit that right arrow and it'll move to the next show or whatever's airing one at a time, and you can get to the 9 o'clock hour and see what's playing. So if you just navigate down the far left column as you get into the guide, you just keep hitting the down arrow and you'll eventually hear where CNN is or Fox or whatever network you're looking for. And then once you get there, you can move forward into the future and see what's playing on that channel.
That's fantastic, because the television I have doesn't do that.
Well, you got to have spectrum.
I'm telling people they got to have spectrum, absolutely.
That's right.
Duh.
Before well, we and you know, Michael, I was bragging, I think, at one point with you that I have I live in Xfinity territory, and so if you know Xfinity, if that's your service provider, then you likely don't have access to spectrum just because of the way the maps are drawn. And so Xfinity, while they're not a competitor to us because we don't overlap in any areas, they do have their own build-out for their products. Now, because I live in Xfinity territory, I know I work for Spectrum, but I'm at a footprint in the development offices in Denver. And so here, I have to sign up for Xfinity services. And they've got some similarities, and I use Xfinity Mobile. But what I'll tell you is Spectrum Mobile has prices that are unbeatable. You can get mobile service if you're a cable customer, and you're really only paying a very small fraction of what your phone bill tends to be with some of the bigger companies. And the mobile application that you would use to manage your bill, we built that application fully accessible from the start, which means that if you're using TalkBack or VoiceOver, you can navigate through your guide. You can navigate by headings. That's especially helpful if you're going through your call log trying to find, you know, who you called yesterday. You can navigate by dates and times.
Peter, I want to inject.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give our phone number out again. So anybody wants to call you right now and ask you any question about Spectrum, the phone number is 407-894-1680. If you would like to ask Peter any question about Spectrum, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. Peter, I'm sure, doesn't know everything about Spectrum, but whatever he knows,
we have a
he can tell you.
Well, before we take that call, let me introduce something big to our customers, because okay. This one's huge. If you use audio description, like I do, to access your movies and shows, you know as well as I do that the industry providers in the cable industry have really had their hands tied in delivering more audio description content for listeners. Now, we've launched this year a brand new application under the Spectrum brand called Spectrum Access. And Spectrum Access, if you use an iPhone or iPad, you go onto that iOS app store and you can download it today. It's absolutely free. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. And what it does is it contains a library of audio description tracks and a library of closed captioning tracks as well, if that's a service that benefits you in addition to audio description. But what you would do is you would just launch your movie or show that you're playing, and you can find it in the library and hit synchronize or sync on the screen. Just tap that button and hold the phone out towards your TV. It'll identify where you are in that movie or show, and if that track is in the library, it'll play it for you. It'll perfectly synchronize it, and so you've got audio description on the go. You can use that with Spectrum's television services as well, or you can use it if you're on an airplane and you're listening to a movie, although that would be a little difficult because I don't think you're playing the movie
Peter,
out loud.
Peter, I'd like you to explain that again after we take the callers about how they access, use the app, because not everybody would know how to do that. So we
absolutely.
So our first caller is Gary on hold, and then we have Sherry on hold for questions. Gary, you're up.
Gary, you're on. Gary from Orlando.
Hello, guys.
And I want to say early happy birthday to you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
I got a question for Peter. Are you there, Peter?
I am here, Gary.
Okay, my question is, I've been a long-time cable user for years, and Spectrum all the way. I wanted to know on your guide. Now, I have four boxes. Do I only get one guide, or do I get four guides?
That's a great question, Gary, and I want to thank you for being a Spectrum customer. I hope you're
all right. I'm gonna hang up and let you answer this and let somebody else get on. So thank you, Peter. Just answer my question, please.
Yeah, I will. So that's a great question, Gary. I appreciate you asking it. What if you've got four boxes and they're all capable of running guide narration or Spectrum guide with guide narration on it? Then you've got the guide on all four of your boxes. Now, if you've got different boxes in your home and you want to find out if all of them are capable of running guide narration on them, you can call that phone number that I listed out, 1-844-762-1301. And that's our phone number for the team that takes our accessibility inbound calls. And so they'll be able to identify which boxes you have in your home and if they all run guide narration. And if not, then you're entitled to a free truck roll to your home to get those boxes replaced. So if you've got those boxes and you're paying for them, they should be talking to you.
And Peter, this is Sheila.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Peter and I have met. I know Peter well.
Yeah.
I also know that people need to be sure that they're getting the right person to come to their house because not every tech understands the accessibility.
That's true.
So they need to understand what you're asking for, and they need to make sure you're being sent out the right tech. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it tech free?
Yeah, the tech will be free. That truck roll to your home will be entirely
free. No. I think the techs are kind of level one, tech two, tech three, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, so, right. Yeah, you can be specific to ask for a tech three. I thought you said free, Sheila. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It is free and it is tech three. Yes. But you can call them. Here's what I would do, Sheila. That's a great point. You know, if you're calling in and you call that 844 number and you want to be sure to tell them that you're blind or visually impaired, because that way they can flag that account with the right code that says you should have the right Spectrum box that runs guide narration. So let them know that you're blind or visually impaired and that you want a tech three to come out and service your home. That way they can speak to you about the services and be able to help you turn guide narration on. That's a great point. The more that you are proactive when you call in, the better chances you get of making sure that you're
Peter, I have to
getting
interrupt.
Service.
We're going to go to break, but I'd like to hold you over, Peter. Can you stay
sure.
over for the break?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go away. We're going to go to break, and Peter will come back on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond, and Peter will come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the OBN Radio.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs.
We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's D-U-X-S-Y-S.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
From the Spectrum Power Studios. And right now we're talking to Peter. We hold him over because it's great. We'd like to talk to Peter. And we also have a caller on the line and we'd like to talk to Peter. So caller from Orlando, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sherry.
Sherry, okay. Hello. Sherry from Orlando. Oh, yes. I remember Sherry.
And happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Michael. Peter, I want to tell you how much I love the guide and my Spectrum, and it is such an improvement over the previous guides that you guys had. But I have two quick questions. A, what is the purpose of the mini guide, which I discovered accidentally one day when I double clicked on the guide? And B, can you explain the Apple TV once more? Do I have to actually have the box to use it, or do I? Or do I just download an app on my phone or something?
Sure. Yeah. So let me just address the first one. So the mini guide is really But I'm trying to recall the last time I pulled that mini guide up myself, because most people don't use it, but it just gives you a quick access to, I think it's your favorite, but it just gives you a quick access to additional content right there at your fingertips. So, you know, if you don't use it and if you're not comfortable with it, it's not something that's helpful to you.
Oh, no, I like playing around with new things and I like challenges. So it's kind of fun to play with.
Okay.
I just wondered what
the
purpose
is. I want to address the other questions. Did you ask, are you asking specific to Apple TV or just Spectrum TV apps?
You said that Spectrum
TV. Let me answer Apple both TV. Because it's not difficult to answer both.
Thank you.
And maybe that'll answer your question. So you can download the Spectrum TV app on your phone. So a smartphone, just go to the App Store and type in Spectrum TV, and you should have the app right there. And if you're a subscriber, you'll just enter your credentials, and voila, all of your channels will be there. You might see that some of the local channels are missing. That's because the app is designed to be on the go, and so it doesn't tie to your local channels. But I'm not sure if they've got that turned around. And some people have reported that they're able to access some of their local channels now. So, but you should be able to get the majority of your content right there on that Spectrum TV app. And you could be in a hotel, you could be visiting with a friend, and still have access to your Spectrum TV, which is great. You're paying for it, you might as well have access to it. Now, if you have an Apple TV, and this one gets confusing for people who aren't familiar with the Apple TV product. They think it's an actual television, and it's not.
No, it's a little box.
It's just a little box that connects to your television. And you can download the Spectrum TV app on there, and the beautiful thing is the app will identify that it's on a Spectrum network, and will offer you the opportunity to log in with no credentials. And so you'll have easy access to your service. It'll identify
great.
Who you are by your phone and by your network. And so then you'll be able to also watch Spectrum TV with a Spectrum guide on the Apple TV platform. So that's just
okay, and
option.
when I go away, like when I leave home or I'm at someone's house and I try to pull up my Spectrum app, what it gives me is some channels, but it doesn't give me a lot of the local channels and some of the others. But when I'm home, I can get everything. So that's how it works for me.
Well, you just answered another question that someone may have, and people do ask me, which is there any benefit to getting the actual box? What if I cut the cord and just go with the Apple TV platform or the mobile app? Well, you just get that built-in narrator in the box, which is just a great experience. And you get access to a lot of other features, maybe additional channels and on-demand and recording functionality that you wouldn't get on a different product. And so those are the
yes, and I love the DVR too. I have it on one of my boxes and it's great. So I use it all the time. So thank you. Thank you for answering my question, Peter. You've been real helpful.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi, Sherry.
On the line.
Thank you, Sherry. We have another caller, Shirley from Ohio.
Shirley from Ohio is on the line. Shirley, you there?
I certainly am.
Okay.
Hi, Shirley.
How are you?
You have a question for Peter?
I do. I have a couple comments, and I have a question. First of all, I wanted to say how much I appreciate having these devices. I've actually had it installed in three different places because we moved recently in Ohio, and then we've also had it in Florida. And they're wonderful, absolutely wonderful devices. But one major problem that you guys have is, even though I speak with the people at this phone number that you've suggested we call, and I've even spoken, you know, with the regular cable people that make the appointments, I've tried it both ways. Inadvertently, whenever we've had somebody come to our house to install something, and it's happened two or three times, whether we had to have a cable box, you know, changed because of a problem or whatever, and I tell them we've got the talking boxes and all that, there are people get out there, and they don't have the right equipment with them. They have no idea what they were supposed to bring. They have no idea it exists, and at least two or three times they've had to sit there in our driveway and wait for like a half hour to an hour for somebody to even bring them the appropriate equipment because nobody told them in the order what they had to have when they came out. And some of them don't even have any idea this stuff exists at all. We had to have one person recently, like, call their supervisor and find out that this thing even existed. We don't carry anything like that, you know, was basically the response. And that's kind of a shame. By this time, you would think that, you know, when an order goes in, that these people, you know, it's a waste of your time and money, as well as a waste of our time, you know, if they come out and they don't even have any idea what they're supposed to have with them. So that's my main complaint.
I want to jump in and address that because I want you to have a better experience every time you call in. And we've hired a while back now somebody from within internal to Charter who knew the company very well, and she joined us as a training facilitation expert and a learning expert, and she understands how to approach these teams, like the field operations teams, to deliver better training. So we're working on building that training out so that you have a better experience. But in the meantime, you know, Sheila and I were talking over the break how important it is that when you call into that 844 number, that you not only identify yourself as blind and visually impaired, but ask them for a level 3 tech. Ask them for somebody more experienced who would be familiar with the guide, and that they add that note in. The more you request when you call in, the more likely you are to get the right tech to come out to your home. So sometimes those agents plug in a level 1 tech and they come out there and they might not be as familiar with the training around those features. So go ahead and ask them for a level 3 tech, somebody who's a supervisor level tech, and they'll come out with the knowledge that you need. And in the meantime, we're going to continue to improve the training that we deliver across the company so that we're informing our techs about what our accessibility features are.
Okay, but I mean, I would be very surprised if, I mean, just because I ask for that person doesn't mean they're going to provide that person. You know, why would they?
They're getting better. They're getting better.
Okay. So do I ask for that person to talk to on the phone, or do I ask for a level 3 tech for them to send a level 3 tech out?
So
is that what you're saying?
So just ask them for a level 3 tech, somebody who's a supervisor level tech,
okay,
so that they can better assist you.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly try that. And again, please understand that, you know, we really appreciate what you've provided. It means an awful lot to me to be able to program these things to record when I want to be able to record and watch what, you know, I want to be able to watch afterwards. So the main purpose of this was not to be critical, but I feel you need to know these things as well. And I really appreciate
you,
it.
I
guess the other thing that would be really
it.
Helpful is you might consider somewhere in your next iteration if we could have some kind of a live button like you used to have on your old remote. So if, you know, we rewind it a bit or get behind or the thing does something weird, which it does occasionally, that we could just go right back to the present rather than, you know, my husband has an old remote he can hit live on, but I don't have it on my accessible remote to take me back to present.
Shirley, we've got to go, honey.
Thank you.
Peter, can you please give the contact information again before you sign off?
Before you sign off, could you give the phone number again to call in?
Absolutely. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301.
Would you say it again?
1-844-762-1301. And Michael, I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, too.
Well, thank you.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Peter, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
You as well, Sheila. Thank you. Thank you all.
Soon.
Stay well.
Stay well.
Talk to you soon. Well,
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
And listen, folks, if you miss any part of Peter's conversation, if you want the phone number, go to our website. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And look for Spectrum.
Well, I'd like to give the website. I'd like to give the specific website. I discussed it with Peter, so this is how it will go. It's, you know, of course, www.spectrum.net/page, the word page, P-A-G-E, /accessibility. So that's very
easy. But it's on our webpage. Look at our webpage.
It's there.
And it's there.
You could just click on the Spectrum button. It'll
take you right to... Do we have time to go to trivia?
No, not really. I don't think so. Shirley, what do you have? Do you have some news for us before we go to the top of the hour? Anything to talk about?
Well, I've got lots, but I can't do it in about 1 minute. What I would like to say is, since we started working with Spectrum a few years ago, they have come such a long way, and they have produced such a great product that anybody that is in a Spectrum area, their customer service has gotten so good, and they're doing such a good job. So I know that from working with them so hard. So
okay. So it's a good thing to have Spectrum.
Spectrum is great, to say the least. We don't have Spectrum. Our area, we don't have Spectrum. Wish we did. We'd definitely get Spectrum.
So, Chris, officially, do we have 7 minutes to the top of the hour?
Yep, that's right. You said it right. More like 8 minutes.
Okay. Well, then I do have something I can share. Or does Michael want to do trivia?
Right now, we're going to the first trivia of the night. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. The first trivia is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
See, the thing about envying me comes out of nowhere, hits so hard I can hardly breathe. In the middle of the night when I need sleep, you see, that's the thing about envy. Yeah, the thing about angry and me, I'm strong when I'm down on my knees. I scream when the silence should speak. You see, that's the thing about angry. The love lifts you up.
I know it's hard
sometimes to see it, but
it does. Who is the coward that will rise up?
Well, I never dries up. The one and only feeling
you. Okay, Chris.
Don't you stop my song.
Oh, it's your song.
Yeah.
Oh, good song. Okay.
407-894-1680. Somebody has to know.
I don't know why you did that one. You know that was one of those easy jams for this young lady on the phone line right now. And you know who you knew who was going to call first because you knew she knew it.
Nobody can call in from Florida.
Orlando.
Oh, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
Nope, you didn't, Mike.
Kelly, I heard that voice. Hey, Kelly.
I recognize the voice.
Hey,
I know what it is.
I know who it is. Can I say it?
You better know who it is.
All right.
It's Lady Antebellum.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that was. It sounds like Kelly James from Orlando. Is that you, Kelly James?
That's true. That's me.
So you won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Yay, I got a Subway right near me.
Okay, well, you can now use it. Yep. And we're up to date now. So we'll send out this week a $10 gift card from Subway. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Colin.
You're welcome.
Kelly, Colin. Yep. The next trivia, we're going to say not from Orlando.
Hey, Mike, you know, that's one of my favorite restaurants that I like to go to. You know.
That joke.
Yeah, man.
Tell
everybody for those people who didn't hear the
first
joke.
Date.
Yeah, your first date.
My first date was amazing. I enjoyed it, but I don't think my spouse at the time, my girlfriend at the time,
She thought it was, I don't know, I guess fun and ridiculous, I guess. I don't know. But I told her, I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to take you out to this restaurant where they fix everything right there in front of you, give you whatever you want, and it's going to be amazing. Oh, I guarantee no. you're going to love it. And she was like, oh, my God. So she got all dressed up. I'm looking at her like, what you all dressed up for? So she was like, well, you said we're going out to this restaurant. All right, well, cool. Come on. You know, I got like some jeans and a T-shirt on. And, you know, I'm looking fly with it. So we driving and we pull up to, you know, the parking lot. And she's like, we going here? I said, yeah. You said you was going to take me to a place where they fix everything in front of you. They do that here. She's like, Subway? Really? Yeah, they fix everything right there in front of you.
Oh, no.
I thought it was amazing.
That's classic.
That's, you didn't lie. You told the truth. You told the truth. That's funny.
I was thinking one of those hibachi places where they... Now, this was not Nakia. But, well, whoever it was, she was thinking she was going to go to one of these fancy places where they cook right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what she thought, but it wasn't in my budget.
I'm sure.
Listen, before we go to break, we got to talk to this young lady anytime that she call all the way from Palmyra, New Jersey. The one, the only, the beautiful Miss Betty. How you doing?
Okay, just fine. Hi, Betty.
Hi
everybody. Betty. I want to wish Michael a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, Betty. Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. Much,
yeah, your birthday is tomorrow.
That's right. June yep. 15th. That's right.
And you sound yep. nice and healthy and chipper. We're glad to hear that.
That's good. Anyhow, I hope you have a wonderful birthday celebration.
Well, thank you. Have you been back to any diners lately?
No.
Now, what
did you say, Michael?
Did the diners by you are not open yet?
No, they're not open yet. But we go there and put an order and pick it up.
Okay.
We pick up an order.
Curbside.
Yep.
Yeah. 130 diner is the best.
I hear you. Thank you so much for calling in, Betty. Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Love you, honey.
Okay.
Love
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
yeah,
thank
bye-bye.
You so much for calling. Bye-bye. Hey, folks. Phone number to call if you call in 407-894-1. Don't go away. We'll be right back.